This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perakhes Mishnah Tes. As we noted in Perakhei Mishnah Aleph, the case of the Taner or Kira is unique. We view it, in a sense, as a category unto itself. For according to the normal rules of Tumah, the earthenware Taner or Kira should not be subject to Tumah. First of all, because your typical Taner or Kira doesn't have a bottom. You use just the ground itself as the bottom of the Taner or Kira. And so you can't really say that it has a proper base kibul, actual container, receptacle. Also, the Taner Kira is attached to the ground. Normally the rule is, if something's attached to the ground, it's not subject to Tumah. Yet the Torah says that the earthenware Taner oven, or Kira stove, where you put the pots on top, is subject to Tumah. But it is important to appreciate that it's a special scriptural decree. Being that it's a special scriptural decree, halacha is that for a given earthenware contraption that heats things to be included in the law of Taner Kira, it has to be similar enough to the original case of the Pasuk to be subject to the halachic status of Taner Kira and be subject to Tumah. And so the Mishnah discusses some non-conventional, at least, you know, wouldn't be conventional in the time of the Mishnah, types of Taner Kira devices and the question of whether they are halachically considered Taner Kira and therefore subject to Tumah. So first we have bar sheyeshbo beis shvisa, a pit in the ground that was lined with clay, and a place was made there to be able to set a pot down on top of it. As long as you would theoretically be able to remove the clay, and that would be able to stand up by itself as its own independent structure, tame, this would have the status of a kira, and therefore would be subject to tuma. This is similar to the case in Perakei Mishnah Yod of the Taner of Ben Dinai. Very similar there, it was clay inside of the ground. There it was used as an oven, here it's used as a stove. The Mishnah says this is close enough to the Kira of the Pasuk, and therefore it does have the halachic status of a Kira. Moreover, v'shel osei zechuches, even if we're talking about a clay-lined pit that's used by those who make glass, that is, they melt down the materials that they're going to use to make glass inside of this pit, if there's a place to set a pot down on top of it, meaning occasionally this is used to cook food as well, tame, halach is, this too would be treated as a halachic kira, and so it could become tame. However, kivshon shel sayadim v'shel zagogin v'shel yotrim, the case of a furnace of lime makers or glass makers, so here they're not just preparing the materials for the glass, they're doing the actual glass making in this furnace, or making the lime in the furnace. And these furnaces get to incredibly high temperatures. The status of these is tahara. They are not considered a tana or a kira. For given the extremely high temperatures of these, they would never be used to cook food, and therefore, they are too dissimilar from the pasuk's case of kira tanner to be subject to the law of tana or kira. The Mishnah continues as far as a particular earthenware oven called purna. So this is a large structure, and unlike the typical taner of the Mishnah, where a person inserts the dough from the top, sticks the dough to the walls, that's how it bakes. With this purna oven, the opening is at the side, much like in the ovens today. The Mishnah rules, im yesh lo lizbeis tmeah, if and only if there's a ledge running around the bottom of this purna oven, it would be considered a taner and therefore subject to tumah, because if there's a ledge, then the person places the dough that he's baking on that ledge. And so the point is, he's using the structure itself, the purna oven itself, to do the baking. Whereas if it doesn't have a ledge, well then the way it would work is, he places the dough on the ground. There's no floor of the oven. He's placing the dough on the ground next to the fire. And so it's not used similar at all to the taner of the pasuk, where again, the dough is stuck to the wall. Or if it's a kira, the pot is put on the kira on top. Here the dough is placed on the ground, and he uses the insulation of the structure of the purna to bake. Since this is completely dissimilar from the pasuk's case of taner, it would not be considered a halachic taner, and so would not be susceptible to tumah. The Rabbi Bartinura, citing his own teachers, says the opinions that follow agree exactly with the halacha that was just stated, but they report the halacha in the particular language that they received it from their teachers. So let's see that Rabbi Yehuda Omer im yesh la istigios. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't refer to the ledge as a Elizbez, but istigios, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, and Mieshla, Sefayos. The way Rabbi Gamliel received it is that only if the Purna has Sefayos. So again, just a synonym, another way to refer to ledges going around the bottom of the Purna, only if it has that, is it subject to Tumah, as we explained.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.